10% levy on concrete blocks, pouring concrete and some other concrete products from next April. The Minister for Finance says it's needed to pay for the significant cost of the redress scheme for people whose homes are crumbling because of defective building blocks. The Construction Industry Federation say the defective concrete products levy has come as a major shock, and it will ultimately be passed on to their customers. Conor O'Connell is director of the Irish Home Builders Association, which is part of the CIF. He's in our Cork studio this morning. Conor O'Connell, good morning. How much will this levy add on to the price of a house?
Look, we're assessing it at the moment, but in a best case scenario, you're probably talking around €1,500 per home. You know, in a worst case scenario, up to €3,000. Obviously, that depends on the type of site you're developing, the type of house you're building, the size of the house, the topography. You know, how many, you know, do you need retaining walls? Okay. Do you need boundary walls, etc.? So it is very variable, but it is a cost and it is a significant cost.
It was widely reported several months ago that the micro redress scheme would be paid for in part by a levy on builders. How is it a major shock?
Well, I suppose there was no consultation in relation to the impact of this cost increase on the industry, what it would do for the consumer, how much extra cost, for instance, the first-time buyer would have to pay to purchase their own home. I'm not sure if a regulatory impact assessment was carried out or any economic assessment in relation to the impact of this levy on the consumer.
But, I mean, there's a levy, for example, on insurance products to pay for what a small number of companies did in the past. So how else could the redress scheme have been paid for if not by the industry?
Look, we understand the dilemma the government is in relation to a faulty product that was supplied into the construction sector. As I understand it, mainly for one-off houses built in Donegal and some other counties. But to impose a levy that effectively, it's not a levy on the industry, really. The way this will operate is a levy on the first-time buyer, it's a levy on the purchaser, it's a levy on someone trying to extend their home, it's a levy on approved housing bodies trying to deliver, you know, affordable and social houses. So the way it's operating at the moment is a levy on the consumer. Effectively, all cost increases, all input costs ultimately have to be borne by the consumer. And this is our major concern in relation to this. It's been an extraordinary period in the construction sector and the house building sector over the last number of years, you know, in relation to material cost increases as a result of Brexit, first of all, then we had COVID and the shutdowns in the industry, then the war in Ukraine. It really has been an extraordinary period of time, and we would have been very hopeful that given the extraordinary set of circumstances that developed in relation to material supply and material costs, that there would have been, you know, greater consideration given to the economic impact of this on the consumer.
You represent all home builders in the country, many of whom made and are making very big profits. We've heard from some of them recently. Why can't you absorb the levy?
When you talk about big profits, look, I'm not sure which companies you're referring to, but it is a very marginal business. I wouldn't accept that there's very large profits being made by small, medium and house builders right throughout Ireland. In fact, the opposite is the case. It's only been very recently where it's become commercially viable to construct houses for sale in many parts of Ireland. And the reason that it's been so marginal is because of the cost element of developing, and that's not just due to the construction costs, that's due to the regulatory costs and other taxes and levies that are imposed on it, ultimately the consumer, ultimately the first-time buyer and purchasers of new homes.
Conor O'Connell, director of the Irish Home Builders Association, thank you very much for coming into our Cork studio this morning.